When you have no moral compass, it's easy to do things like scam a Holocaust survivor out of $2.8 million.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
There's so much of this. There's so much of people that don't have something, the moral compass in their mind to tell themselves this is wrong. How that gets there, whether it be nature versus nurture or a little bit of both, I think that's probably more what we're dealing with here if you trace it back and go, how the fuck did this person become this way? But the thing is, a lot of these people reproduce, and then you have another one that does it and another one that does it. And it ends up becoming more nature than nurture, because it actually becomes ingrained in the DNA and the psyche of how to behave. Peaches April Sturgo, 36 years old, so should fucking know better, from Champions Gate, was arrested on Wednesday and brought before the Middle District of Florida. She's charged in a years-long scam to defraud an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor of $2.8 million, his life savings. She'll be sent to federal court in New York City, where she'll be tried on a count of wire fraud, which carries a potential 20-year sentence. It was a romantic scam, apparently. Sturgo allegedly defrauded an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor out of $2.8 million by conning him out of his life savings, residence, and other assets. So slowly chipped it away. It wasn't like, hey, I got your credit card or I got your bank account, let me reduce it all right now. No, it's a slow and steady steal. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said, as alleged, 4 years ago, Sturgo deceived an 87-year-old Holocaust survivor, maliciously draining his life savings so she could become a millionaire through fraud. Sturgo forged documents and impersonated a bank employee in exchange for a life of fancy trips, Rolex watches, luxury purchases. Today's arrest reemphasizes this office's commitment to seeking justice for victims of financial frauds. Sturgo first connected with the victim about 6 or 7 years ago on a dating website. So Holocaust survivors, about 80 on the dating website when this happens. The incident states that Sturgo told the victim she had settled a lawsuit involving injuries she suffered in a car accident, but that her lawyer would not release the settlement funds unless he received a certain amount of money. Early in 2017, she requested a loan from the victim to pay her attorney so her funds would be released. She told the victim that the money from the settlement had been deposited in her TD Bank account. According to bank records, Sturgo never received any money from an injury payout because there fucking wasn't one. Yeah. Sturgo continued to scam for 4.5 years. This wasn't a, let's get a little money and run. This is a ongoing pattern of deception. She pressed the victim to continue to deposit money in her bank account. She told him if he didn't deposit the funds, her account would be frozen and she wouldn't be able to pay him back. The victim wrote 62 checks totaling more than $2.8 million and deposited them into her bank accounts. She set up a fake email account to appear as though it belonged to a TD Bank employee in order to advance the fraud. She also created phony invoices and letters claiming to be from TD Bank employees. With the millions that she gained from the scam, Sturgo lived a life of luxury, purchasing a home in a gated neighborhood, a condominium, a boat, multiple cars, including a Corvette and a Suburban, while the victim lost his life savings and was forced to give up his apartment. She spent thousands of dollars on pricey meals, gold coins, and bars. You know you've gone too far when you're buying gold coins and bars. It's like, really? Jewelry, Rolex watches, designer apparel from stores like Tiffany, Ralph Lauren, Neiman Marcus, Louis Vuitton. And took expensive vacations. Federal prosecutors said that the scam fell apart in October of 21 when the victim finally told his son what had been happening, that over time, he'd given his life savings to Sturgo. The victim's son told his father that he had been scammed. The indictment continues. After that, the victim stopped writing checks to Sturgo.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, God. And being that child, the adult child going, you did what?
And she couldn't have cared less. The guy lost his residence. He had no place to live. And so I have so much to say about this because with my mother, I have realized that she doesn't have the capability, or they don't understand how people can con them online.
Yeah.
Like a dating website, she would be like, but he told me that he works on an oil rig and just can't get his money. Yeah. So I sent him
That's a common one. You know, that is actually a very common one.
So she hasn't done that, but that is what she would say. But yeah. She did fall for another scam. And so they had, and I talked about this before, but they had told her that this guy claimed to be my nephew. He was in jail, needed money to get out of jail. Lucky for me, my mom actually had a stroke, so she couldn't drive. Had this happened 6 months before then,
mm-hmm.
she'd have jumped in her car and gone to the bank and got the $7,000 he wanted. And so when I talked to her about it, she was convinced, like, that day when it was happening, I'm like, Mom, Chris did not just call you. Chris is not in jail. My nephew is like a nurse anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm.
He would not be calling his grandmother on Social Security for money. And so I'm trying to convince her of that. And she just got angrier and angrier. And she was like, you don't understand. So that's how easily these people can get in their head.
Well, especially if you start to suspect that you've been conned, there's got to be a level of, I mean, I'm just speaking of, I think, how my brain would work at that point. If you're like, oh shit, I did fall for something.
See, and my mom,
yeah, you don't want to admit
understand
it.
This.
Yeah.
The whole con thing, like this guy, you know, he's thinking he got into it and gave her some money and he needs that money back. So to get his money back, he has to give her more money. And the more money he gives her, now he's in so deep, he's like, I've got to get this money back,
mm-hmm.
which is how 62 checks ended up being written.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she was all like, oh, but I love you and, you know, playing the victim and poor me if I only had blah, 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 blah. And, but they don't understand it.
No.
So at some point, at least this guy understood enough to tell his son that he figured out it was a scam.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously 4.5 years, he didn't know he'd been being scammed until he realized he had no more money.
Yeah.
And it wasn't coming back. And I think that people, it's really hard to have that conversation with your aging parents too, because number one, they don't want to hear it because they know better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And even with my mother, it took a while for me because she kept saying, how did they know I have a grandson named Chris? And so we get online. And I said, here's how easy it is to find out information about you. I go, oh, look, is this your address? And she's like, yeah. Is that your phone number? Yeah. Well, there's your phone number. Now, look, it says that you might be related to this person, Kathy. Let's click on Kathy. Oh, look, Kathy has a son named Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can find that so easily.
Not hard.
And my mom had no idea.
Sure.
So she was prepared to give them money. And then the next day when the dust had settled and I went and got on her account. I moved money into a savings account that she, even though her name's on it, she doesn't have any information about the mm-hmm. savings account. I have it. But I can look at her accounts now. And I, you know, if you can get your parents to do that, you know, if they're getting up there and if you can just say, you know, whatever it takes, just say, hey, you know, just in case something should happen and you need access to your money and I'm in the hospital, you know, then this way, you know, you could get money.
Yeah.
If I'm on your account. But so for my mom, it was pretty easy after she'd almost been scammed to get on her account. But like this guy, his son probably had no idea because he doesn't have access to his dad's money.
Yeah.
And it's just.
That's where it's the, are there hard. Ways, are there ways where you can, if you're the primary, or the power of attorney for an elderly parent to have access to the account, but not to withdraw, but just to monitor for suspicious activity? Or
in my case, I had to be on the account,
yeah.
But I am her DPOA. Mm-hmm. So if something should happen, I would go to the bank and say, look, I'm her DPOA. She's had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you could, there's a procedure there I would have to go through.
Sure.
Because I'm in charge of everything. Like I can speak on her behalf for anything, being a DPOA. That said, I know people who have a really hard time with their elderly parents allowing them to be the DPOA.
Yeah, because they don't want
of attorney.
They're afraid that the kids are gonna just you know, take the money and put them in a home.
Exactly.
Basically.
And it's like, I'm in control of my stuff. I know what I'm doing. You don't have to watch over and babysit me. So I get it. It's hard.
I think it's really hard. When you're at that place, you don't. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of it'd be difficult. I feel horrible for because you get to that place. And if you're still, you know, fairly with it, maybe not necessarily up on technology, but other than that, you're like, you know, I'm good. I can get along just fine. But you're also a target for things that you don't know about. And it'd be hard to understand, have a concept of that, admit it, and then, you know, put, you know, everything you've worked for, you know, out there for someone else who could potentially nefariously use it against you, including your family. But,
and in a lot of cases, you know, like, because you remember when my mom had the stroke.
Yeah.
She didn't have any of that set up.
No.
So had it been set up, it would have been made my life a whole lot easier because I think I bitched to you every time I talked to you for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But it was really difficult.
Yeah.
And so that was, I was able to convince her the reason she needs a durable power of attorney is that reason. When you were in the hospital, the doctor couldn't speak to me on certain things because you have to authorize it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I can be like, I'm her durable power of attorney. I can sign anything. You can tell me anything. Like now her doctor calls me directly. I call my mom and tell her the information because she gets it all back.
Let it be a lesson if you have parents that are up there that you know are in this sort of place of the importance of doing things like that to protect them.
Exactly. And even if you have to use the, you know, mom and dad, what if you were to have a stroke?
Yeah.
And, you know, use an example, like take my case as an example.
Yeah.
And you need to have someone be able to speak on your behalf. We need to know, you know, do you want to do not resuscitate? You know, that whole conversation, like even with my mom, I'm like, I don't even know. Do you have insurance? Do you have?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Like, where are your important papers in your house?
Nobody wants to.
I didn't know any of that.
They don't want to admit they're getting to that place. And a lot of times kids don't want to admit they're getting to that place because it's a big life change. And it's hard to wrap your mind around it and accept it. But when you can, it's the best for everybody. So everyone is protected as the inevitable phases.
So you don't go through something like this. Because my guess is he kept this woman a secret.
Yeah.
Nobody in the family even knew about her, is my guess.
Yeah. And initially he's probably thinking, I got this hot young girl that's, you know, and maybe something will happen. It was a dating website. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates, conversations on the plethora of stories we cover here for you on True Crime Today.
Lock your doors and hide.